My dear brethren, I'm grateful that Brother Acey has echoed my feelings for me. I'm also grateful to know that I'm not the only one whose heart is thumping up in his throat. As I contemplated the possibility of bearing my testimony tonight to you, my mind went back many years ago when I was in the Aaronic priesthood, and somehow I and one of my companions found ourselves over here where we didn't belong just prior to the beginning of the priesthood meeting. George Albert Smith, in his kindness, saw our plight, saw that we had really no way to go, invited us to sit on these stairs. And I sat there with my friend and watched the proceedings of that conference, never ever believing that I would ever get that close again to this pulpit. I said to my friend when we left the conference, sure would be nice to be a general authority. Then you'd have one of those big red chairs to sit in. I'd like to say, my brethren, that I have been sitting in a big red chair for just a few minutes, it seems. The greatest desire in my heart is that I will learn through my obedience and my service to be comfortable in that big red chair. I would pray that the Lord would bless me, that I might represent President Kimball, his counselors, the Council of the Twelve, and all of my brethren in the general authorities, that as they send me forth on whatever errand it might be, I might do the will and the bidding of the Lord. I thank my wife, my seven children, my mother and father, for making this calling possible. I pledge my full capacities and loyalty to my brethren and to the Lord, and ask for his peace and blessing to be with me as I grow in my assignment. I have a great testimony of the gospel, for I know it is true. I leave the greetings to all of you brethren around the world from the saints in Eastern Canada and all of the missionaries there also. And I leave this humbly and in the worthy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.